Welcome in, Chasing Big Joe, Tuesday edition, 102.5 The Game. I am Chase McCabe. He is Big Joe Dubin. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier behind the glass. Gentlemen, throughout the show, whenever you want to speak, I need you to look at me and make sure it's okay before you start speaking. I need you to be Mike Borgonzi today. I will be Chad Brinker. Is that cool with you, Joe?
That is. And could that guy want to be any place else besides where he was last night? Good Lord.
No. I kid, but I'm serious. And obviously, a lot to get into today. Brian Callahan out. Mike McCoy in as the interim coach. The Titans made that decision, 1:30, 2 o'clock yesterday, and had a press conference at 7:30 last night.
Prime time, baby.
Finally got everything together and were able to do that. We were sitting on the plane leaving Vegas, about to leave Vegas, watching this press conference, and I'm like, every time a question's asked, Borgonzi looks at Brinker like, am I allowed to talk? Ooh. And Brinker starts talking. And I was just like, what is going on here? Like, it just blows my mind. Amy Adams Strunk, nowhere to be found. I mean, she, you know, was hiding somewhere. Oh, actually, Paul Kuharsky, which I'm going to award media MVP or media game balls for the press conference yesterday. Paul Kuharsky, Tron Davenport, you each get a game ball because I thought you asked some really good, tough questions. Kuharsky was like, where is Amy? And Chad like was like, I guess she's at her home.
Unbelievable. I'm just, her not speaking is not anything out of the ordinary.
And I kid you not.
It's terrible.
I kid you not. So fast forward 3 hours later, we land in Nashville. Big Joe and I get off the plane. The first announcement that we hear, hey there, it's Amy Adams Strunk, owner of the Tennessee Titans. Check out the new, whatever it's called, the press box.
Right. That we she said, we made it especially for you.
I
bet you did.
And there were Titans fans around me, and we all looked at each other and started laughing. Like, you've got to be kidding me.
What a disaster.
So you can record that for BNA, like, welcome to Nashville,
right,
but you can't show up at a press conference when they fire the coach.
Yeah. That's something out. We didn't expect her to show up, man.
No, I didn't either. Here's the other thing.
God almighty.
These are the things that have been like festering I'm trying to say.
Upsetting you.
Upsetting me since last night. The fact that there are some fans that are like, I can't believe this bothers you. Why does this bother you? Nobody cares. A majority of the fan base is pissed off at her and cares.
Cares about what?
About the owner not showing up.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing.
I think
you're right.
Yeah.
She has hired people to speak for her and to do that job, and I'm fine with that. However, there are certain times you need to show your face. Why, Chase? Why does it matter? You know that stadium they're building down on the river?
Yeah.
Next to the other one? You know who's paying for a majority of that? You are.
Yeah. But it's a done deal.
It's a done deal.
But
this is why you should care. I'm trying to tell people why they should care.
Right.
You should care because the investment that you have made, whether you wanted to or not, in that stadium, she's nowhere to be found when things are bad. Now, when things get good again, you'll see her all the time.
She's got her money, man. I'm officially right now at 12:05 on October the 14th. I'm planting my flag in the middle of Nissan Stadium for the next head coach, Arthur Smith. I am going to die on that hill of bringing Art Smith home. Don't tell me he was bad with the Falcons. I already know he was bad with the Falcons, but now he knows how to be a head coach. I want Arthur Smith to come to town. That's me. I'm going to hammer that point every single show, Art Smith.
Yeah. I don't think that's a bad choice. Here's the other thing I'm going to say. I have seen a lot of people throw the name Joe Brady out there. Guys, girls, I'm done with the guru. I do not want another guru as the head coach. Don't get me a quarterback whisperer. Don't say, oh, but look, the analytics and how. I don't care. I don't want them.
Analytics are for nerds, right?
I think there is a place nerds. For nerds. But I want a football coach. Mike Vrabel, the guy that's going to come in here and beat that ass this weekend, is a football coach. Jeff Fisher, that there are some people that still don't like him for whatever reason, he was a football coach.
Yeah, that's right.
Mike Munchak, even though he wasn't a great head coach, football coach.
That's right, man.
I want a football coach. I don't want this quarterback whisperer. I don't want a guru. I don't want the hot up-and-coming offensive coordinator. Go hire a football coach, and then let that guy bring the guru in to run the offense.
There we go. And so that is – I'm throwing out there. It's a question of the day.
I think Art Smith
– Who's next?
Art Smith is a guy that busted his ass for years in any job that you asked him to do and worked his way up.
Yeah. I did not know because he came here in 2011, I think it was, when he was assistant coach. I didn't know for like 5 years who his dad was. I had no idea. It was never brought up. It's never talked about. It never was an issue. It was never made an issue. But I think he's doing good in Pittsburgh. Bring him in here. So that's the question. Who do you want to be the next head coach? Let us know. We want to hear from you. We weren't on the air yesterday, so we want to hear from you. 615-737-1025. Who would you like to see the next head coach?
I'm going to put a caveat in.
I love caveat.
We will get to your text today. The text line is important, and we like it. I want some phone calls today. We want to talk. Yeah. Let's have a conversation today. So we would like to do a majority of phone calls today. Let's go old school. 615-737-1025. Our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
Even car phones?
Car phones, landlines, pay phones.
Yeah, pay phones.
If you call from a pay phone, we might have to give you something. Like, yeah, if you can find one, like, congratulations.
A picture of you in a pay phone. I would. Yeah,
we will.
Dr. Crane, you'll give him a pizza.
I can do that.
Nico's Pizza.
Sure.
We'll figure something out. Yep. We'll do that. But yeah, 615-737-1025. Mike McCoy named the interim head coach. And I think that, look, that I.
So what do you want to hear from him? At 1 o'clock, what do you want to hear?
Why do you think you can turn this around? I'm not looking for him to fix it. I don't want to hear the word fix. Yeah. Because you can't fix it right now. You and I were in that locker room after the game on Sunday.
Brutal.
And I've always...
Nobody was mad.
I've always been taught you can look a person in the eye and you can learn a whole lot about him. I stare Jeffrey Simmons right in the eyes. I mean, that's a guy that I've been critical of him. You've been critical of him. I think he has really tried to turn things around and be a leader. And he has busted his ass this year. He's been the best player on the team, and I'll fight anybody that disagrees with me. I think he has gone out there play after play after play and done his job. And I looked in his eyes on Sunday, and I just saw – just frustration. I don't think he's quit by any means, but like defeat, just what the hell do I have to do?
Right.
You know? And so it's just,
I think he's traded after this week.
He might be.
To the Patriots. He might be.
I mean, that didn't really come up last night. I hope, and they won't. I would like to have a press conference with just the general manager. Like I want to hear more from Mike Borgonzi. In fact, we're going to request Mike Borgonzi to come on the show. I want to talk to him.
Request all day long, man.
I want to talk to him because I feel I like him. I think that if he's the one conducting this search and he's the one that's actually making the move, they might have a chance of getting it right.
Maybe. We'll see.
My thing with Chad Brinker is I don't dislike the guy from what I know. I met him twice. But I feel like he's in a job that he didn't want and that he's not ready for.
I think he underestimated the power of Brinker. I don't think he's a true GM. I think everything goes through Brinker.
I'm talking about Brinker.
I'm just saying Borgonzi for Brinker. Yes. I think Borgonzi's
kind of like,
why are you here?
I think he thought, like, okay – You're the football guy for the owner. I'll do the day-to-day. And he's literally involved in every, you know, everything.
Right.
Every presser.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, it was uncomfortable to watch last night because they were just going through and, you know, asking questions that I think were directed towards Bregenzi, but he'd look at Brinker and basically get permission to speak.
Just a nightmare, man, with all that being said.
All right. We got you. You have answered the call, 615-737-1025. When we come back, we are going to take your phone calls. Who do you want as the next head coach? How you feeling? Wherever you want to take this when it comes to the Titans, Brian Callahan out, Mike McCoy in, and the mess continues.
Hey, make sure you join Chase and I tomorrow at Scoreboard. Yes, tomorrow, Scoreboard on Music Valley Drive as we broadcast live from noon to 3. Come be our special guest. It's a special show as former Notre Dame and Duke athletic director Kevin White will join us. If you're a Notre Dame fan, you don't want to miss this. He's written a best-selling book called The Good Sport. It's a fascinating look at the ever-evolving world of college athletics. He'll be signing his book as well, and he'll join Chase and I on the radio. It's the perfect day. Tomorrow, Wednesday, live from Scoreboard. Scoreboard Bar and Grill, Music Valley Drive, Scoreboard Bar and Grill, where a good time is always happening.
Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
This is the replacement. Who is going to ultimately be the one to make that decision? I know you preach collaboration, but I mean, how is that process going to play out?
The collaboration you're talking about?
Right, as far as choosing who's going to be, not the interim, but the head coach, actually, not permanently, but going forward once the season's over.
Yeah, I think, like I said, Mike and I have been, you know, a big part of all those conversations with Amy. I don't know if I'm understanding your question correctly, but
basically what I'm asking is it going to be your decision, Amy's decision? Whose decision is it going to be to hire the next head coach for
this? I got you. Yeah, we're all going to work on that together. But Mike and I will lead the – if you're asking, you know, as far as the search is concerned, Mike and I will lead that search.
That was Chad Brinker. And sort of answering a question in a good series of questions by Teron Davenport. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday. And look, I mean, how do you not understand? I don't.
I told you. It's like ask a question
question. This is the thing. Get up there and just say, like, I don't want to hear, well, you know, we're going to sit down and talk about it. And like, okay, she is the owner, so she should probably know what the direction is going to be. But what I have been told about what has happened in the past when they had people in place that actually knew what they were doing was they go to Bud Adams or they go to Amy Adams and they say, hey, we're going to hire this person to do this job. Great. Go for it. That's what we're going to do. But it's like now all of a sudden we got to sit down and talk about it over tea. And it's just like, I mean – Floyd Reese walked into or called Bud and said, hey, Jeff Fisher's going to be the guy. He's earned the job after being the interim. He's the guy. Cool. Go for it. You have my support. Like, that's how this should go at this point. But when I hear the president of football operations sound unsure and not understand a question, that makes me feel real good about the people making the decisions. Now, if Bregenzi had answered that and said, well, yeah, I mean, I'm the GM, so I'm going to lead the search and consult with Chad and Amy on it. Okay. But be definitive about it. That's my thing. 615-737-1025. Bob, you're leading us off today. Bob, what's up?
All right, guys, I got three different candidates for you. The first two will be offense. One's going to be Art Smith, and the other's going to be Mike McCarthy. And the reason for both of those is both of them have known how to deal with turmoil above them, meaning you've got McCarthy who's dealt with Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones. Knows how to deal with that, so he'd be able to deal with Brinker and Amy. I don't think Bregenzi's a problem. I think Brinker needs to go. But then you also got Art, who is dealing with Aaron Rodgers right now, and so – and McCarthy still there and Rogers too. So both of them know how to do that. The other one would be I would like Brian Flores. The only problem with Brian Flores, I think, could be a good coach, is if then we got to get an offensive guy to call the plays. And once he does great, he goes away. Whereas with Art Smith and McCarthy, we still have our offensive guy, but they are actually have experience calling plays and being a head coach at the same time. And then the other one thing, please tell me we're not going to wait 11 weeks till the season's over to find a coach and name him. I think we'll end up having
to. They have to.
We'll find some coach with Walt that's in the playoffs, and we can't interview him.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Bob. Appreciate it. The thing on that is you have to go through an actual interview process because of the Rooney Rule. So they would have to wait till the end of the season. That's why you go the interim route. So I saw a bunch of stuff on social media yesterday of, you know, Mike McCarthy's not doing anything. Could he be the guy? Could they have named him the interim? Yes, but he's not going to take that job without – you know, guarantees that he's getting the job, but you can't legally do that because then you violate the Rooney Rule. So that's kind of the direction that they have to go, that they are going to have to wait till the end of the season before they can truly go through the process. That's just how it works. Quickly, I don't hate the Brian Flores one because I think he's grown and I think he's learned from some mistakes he made in Miami. But there's stuff, and I just don't think this organization needs to hire somebody with stuff right now. That's my two cents. I don't know how you feel on that, Joe, but
Art Smith.
Okay,
I'm Art Smith.
Good stuff. Good analysis. Smith. Brian wants to weigh in. Brian, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? I enjoyed y'all's show.
Thank you.
I'm with that. I'm with Art Smith, man.
He has
solidified himself as a coach. And also his work ethic when he was here with the Titans, you know, and even in Atlanta, I mean, he I just think he would be a great fit, man. I'm going to hang up and listen again. Love y'all's show.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Art went through the fire in Atlanta. He learned what not to do, and I think it's made him a better coach. And now he's a coordinator at Pittsburgh. He sees things from a head coach now, offensive coordinator position, which he didn't before. And he loves Nashville. He loves that team. And he loves the guys that played for him. I know there's changes, but, man, he knows what to do. And I'm telling you right now, he'd be a great hire.
You know what else he knows? He knows all the BS that he's going to have to deal with.
Right.
And there's people that are going to be like, well, what does that matter? I mean, it's going to be there anyway. Let me give you a prime example of someone that knows where the BS is and it's worked. Clark Lee.
How so?
He knew what he was getting into. He knew that, you know, Vanderbilt was an academic institution that had a football team that had struggled. Now, he's gotten buy-in from people above him that previous coaches did not have.
Okay.
So you've had a chancellor, you've had an AD that have bought in and realized that more needs to be put into athletics, and that has certainly helped this situation. They've bought into the new age of college athletics.
They're playing the game. Yeah.
But Clark knew how to navigate those Vanderbilt waters more so than anybody else because he lived it. He grew up here. He played there. He lived it. Art Smith is kind of in the same boat, that he saw what it was like, you know, at the end of Bud Adams.
I just want to know. Tell me bad about Art Smith. Give me something bad about him.
Look, I think.
I know the head coach.
I don't think. Well, right. I think he kind of got a raw deal in Atlanta too, because he never truly had a quarterback.
No, didn't.
They thought they got him one, but they didn't. Like, and they drafted one that I think was a coin flip, and so he never really got a shot at that. I think what would have to be understood here is, hey, you have to make this work with Cam Ward. We took him number one overall, or you have to try to make this work with Cam Ward. But if at the end of next year he walks in and goes, guys, it's not going to work with Cam Ward, then you have to respect that.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And then start over again. 615-737-1025. Mike wants to weigh in. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good morning or afternoon. Now, it's so weird hearing you guys in the afternoon. I'm not adjusted to that yet.
Yeah, we haven't heard from you in a minute.
Yeah, at different time slots. Still doing well. So a lot of you guys already took things I was going to say off the top of my head. Arthur Smith, I feel like if he had Michael Penix and the way that Bijan Robinson is playing right now in Atlanta, he'd be rolling. You know, especially with the way that offense is going. I just know that Arthur Smith, his style, he would just kill it with those guys. Two quick thoughts. The first thought on the actual press conference itself, those guys looked like two guys that weren't ready to have that press conference.
Because they probably weren't.
Amy kicked the door into their office and said, hey, you guys are going out there at 7 o'clock at night to talk to the media It was just, again, it's the most unorganized mess, and that's just an unfortunate history that this team has. And, guys, it's just they just looked like they had no answers, and they were just sent out there with a blank, a blank teleprompter, and they're just like, okay, go. Good luck.
It's a good way to put it.
Put to the fire. So as far as the coaching goes, I had Mike McCarthy and Arthur Smith up there as well. But what I love and what cracked me up is all the people who give the horrible answers and like the wrong answers only for the next Titans coach. John Gruden, Nick Saban, it's not happening. Let's go ahead and just rule that out now, and we can move on with our life. But I'd love to hear the wrong answers only answers to these points too.
Great question.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, that's the thing. Gruden's not coming here. The Saban thing always makes me laugh. He was a terrible pro coach.
Yeah.
He's also mid-70s, and he's having the time of his life. Why would you want to quit that and come to this disaster with Amy Adams? No.
Yeah. The thing about Gruden, I think Gruden may have more of a chance than we're giving it. There's stuff. And I think she needs to stay away. They need to stay away from hiring somebody with stuff, with baggage.
I agree.
And like John McClain has already said it, that he thought it should be Gruden. He's coming up at 2 today. And again, if come January they march John Gruden out there and he's the next coach of the Titans, I'm not going to hate it.
Nope.
But, at the same time.
He's also living his best life.
Right. I mean, I think he wants back. Look, I would not be shocked if he's a college guy, if he gets an SEC, like an Arkansas or, one of these jobs.
Yeah. I mean, again, John Gruden is Jeff Fisher. He won a Super Bowl. It's almost the same identical record, wins and losses. Gruden was not an exceptional coach after Tampa Bay.
Right.
I mean, they were mediocre on down. He's just fun to watch on all the social medias. I don't think he's anywhere in play for this job.
All right, so I'm going to ask you a question that I know what your answer is going to be,
okay.
And my answer is hell no, but I have been asked it already, and I've seen it on Twitter. Would James Franklin be a fit?
Why are you asking
in the NFL? I just explained that, so you don't need to come out.
He is not, no.
The answer is hell no.
You need to chill your ass. James Franklin's not coming here. It's not even a conversation to be put out there for anybody. If you think that way, we all need to gather you up and send you to an island somewhere because it's a disaster.
I agree.
He's not – again, I saw that. I'm like,
but people
why?
Have actually asked me that. I'm like, no.
He's not coming
I don't want
here.
Him here.
I'd rather us go out there, a three-headed monster, and coach this team. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Okay. I just needed you to say that.
Don't get
mad at me.
That name's almost like Dilfer to me. I just get enraged.
No. Yeah. 615-737-1025. Mike McCoy will speak at 1:00. We'll carry that for you. Tim Hasselbeck will join after. More of your calls coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, 1025 The Game.
The fans in my thoughts. Whenever I make a decision, whether if it's something to do with football or something to do with the stadium or something to do with the new stadium, I'm always thinking about what are my fans, what are they going to like? And, whether I'm out in the tailgates with them or wherever we are, it's just fun being with them and hearing their thoughts. And I'm listening.
Oh, you are. Interesting.
Does she want to hear the thoughts now? Oh, man.
Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
I mean, look, and the people that come at me that are like, well, the owner puts people in place. I understand that. Like, I know how this works.
Yeah.
But guess what? Here's the difference, too. I work at a small company. I'm a manager in this company. You know who I talk to virtually every day and I see virtually every day, who is involved virtually every day in day-to-day decisions? The owner. Now, does he let me do my job? Yes. Does he let Sean Fort do his job? Yes. But he's involved and he supports us. So that's my thing. And ironically, his name is Bud. but I mean, like that's the thing. There are certain things she needs to be visible for. And again, it rubbed me and other people the wrong way that she stood out there for Mike Keith but didn't say a word. Which that was a safe space honoring the play-by-play guy.
Terrible.
You know, so that's just where I'm at on that. And I'm not going to change. I'm not gonna, and you know, people that disagree, you're not going to change either. That's fine. Eric, you're next up. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. The only thing I'll say about the whether or not she should say something to Mike Keefe, I don't know if it was because she was afraid she was going to get booed or whatever. I don't know. I agree. She probably should have said something as far as being there. For the press conference, I agree with you. She should have been there. She didn't have to say anything for me, but at least should have been there. I'll say that. But as far as coaches coming here and all that type of stuff, I thought about Brian Flores. I kind of agree what you said about him, about issues, and the same thing about Gruden. And I agree, if he comes back, it's going to be to the colleges. I just think the fact he's got that pending lawsuit, it's NFL. I just don't see it. Here's the guy, Joe. As far as Arthur Smith, I'm not saying I would be opposed to him coming here, but here's the thing. Would Amy Armstrong especially be willing to bring him back since he's on Vrabel's staff, or does she want to completely move
hold
away?
Hold on. Let me stop right there. I think okay. Chase has the most eloquent point about this that anybody's made. He already knows the BS.
Yeah.
He lived it for a long time through Bud, Tommy Smith, and Amy. He knows it. He knows how to deal with it. That, to me, is a – and I think Art's a good coach. I think he's a very good coach. Yeah. But as Chase said, he's lived that fire through this hogwash.
He was on a bunch of staff. So, I mean, you know, I see your point, Eric.
Yes.
I'm not saying he's not going to come back here. I wouldn't have a problem if he did. I just don't know if she's going to do that or not. That's just my only thing. And guys, I feel like I need to say that. I've got a little bit of pushback on Mike McCarthy, and here's why, that nobody brings up. I remember his 5 years with Dallas. Guys, did we forget there were several issues he had? He was horrible in clock management. He also had issues with situational football. And you also have to remember, he was one of the most penalized teams, this Cowboys team.
He was.
Penalized teams in NFL near the top. That's fact, guys, because I remember the Green Bay game, did make adjustments. Regular season game against the Chargers, they wound up winning overtime, but that issue with timeout, I think right before the half. And also remember the ending of the San Francisco game at Dallas, which that was horrible, where the time ran out. And those are my issues with him. Timeouts, clock management. And
you're like
penalty.
Wikipedia.
That's facts, guys. So that's why I'm kind of not gun-ho on Mike McCarthy. So that's something to think about. Guys, y'all take care, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Eric. There are worse than Mike McCarthy, but he's not at the top of my list. No. I think you've convinced – I think Art is probably at the top of my list because I think they need a former head coach, and they need a guy that can be a head coach and not the guru.
Right.
And look, you know – if Art came in and called plays, I don't love it, but I.
But he's been through the fire.
But he's called plays before.
He's been through the fire, right? He's
so you know, I can kind of support that. Trey, you're up. What's up, Trey?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
We're good.
Hey, I think that Verdunzi and Brinker are two dopes that don't know what. They don't know what the hell they're doing and what the hell they're talking about. And I don't understand why we got those two dopes representing our team. They can't even get their story straight on a presser at 7:30 at night.
Oh, I love it. Hey, this is the best call ever from the bottom of the ocean.
Hey, y'all know who I would want, that I would really, really, really want is John Gruden. I know y'all don't like him, but that's who I like.
No, we never said we didn't like him.
Trey,
he's in a lawsuit with the NFL right now. I mean, it's not going to be the – I know, but owners care.
I know. But he would be good for the Titans.
We agree.
All right.
Thank you, Trey.
I love y'all.
We appreciate you, brother. Thank you. Joel wants to weigh in now. Joel, what's up?
Well, first, let me say have nothing personally against Brian Callahan. I just wish they would have hired an established coach like you're talking about now. As far as head coach, I would love to see Art Smith. But that being said, I want to see him keep Bones as the special teams coach because I have not seen our special team look as good as they had the past couple of weeks in a long time. And I wouldn't even care about Brian Flores coming back. Only if he come back, maybe if the defensive coordinator or Gruden in that form, then maybe later get situated to become a head coach. I just wondered what y'all thought about that.
Okay, thanks, Joel. We'll answer it. I think he's going to be – where is Brian Flores now? Vikings?
Minnesota?
Yeah. He's going to be a head coach again or stay there. I don't think he would leave.
No, and if he, you know, he was the Dolphins, was okay. I mean, it wasn't great, but he really didn't have, I think it was Tannehill, his quarterback for a year or two, maybe? Did he come after Gage or Gay, whoever the quarter coach Gase. Was at my Gase in Miami?
Maybe.
Because
no,
was,
I think he only had Tua.
Was it Joe Philbin? Then it was Gase. Then it was
he was Flores. He was with the Dolphins 19-21.
So okay.
So that's only Tua.
So he didn't have Tannehill. Okay, all right.
Yeah, no, Tannehill was here at that point. 615-737-1025. Mark, you're up next. Mark, what's up?
All right, fellas. It feels like old home week. I just heard Eric call in. I went to a youth group with him growing up. And
nice.
I married one of Joe's high school friends. Been married coming up on 40 years. So my thought in talking with a very long-in-the-tooth sports reporter around Nashville is nothing's really going to change unless our owner can give up everything other than owning it and have a director of operations like a Peyton Manning or somebody come in that runs the whole franchise. She does nothing but walk around and hug babies and pat backs. and then that fixes it, because we got somebody at the very top that's making every decision that is on top of creating a winning program. And I want to kind of hear what y'all's thoughts are with that.
All right, thanks.
I'll listen in.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate
Thank you,
it.
Mark. Yeah, I mean, but will she do it? That's the thing. I mean, she is her father's daughter.
Yeah.
She's not going to stay away. She doesn't know how to stay away.
Here's what I think.
That's a problem.
I know. Well, and I'm trying to give a serious answer to this. And so this is the best way I know to put it. I don't think she knows what to do. And not that she doesn't know how to own the team, because she has done some good things.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it. Like, she's done good things. The problem is when something goes bad, I think she overreacts or chases it or does something and just makes it worse. And so do I agree? Have someone that kind of does the day-to-day for you. Absolutely. I have no issue with that. But when it's something really big and really important, such as, you know, firing the general manager in the middle of the season, you need to speak and you need to do more than just a sit down with Teresa Walker. Because, again, that comes off as, well, you're controlling the narrative, you're in a safe place. And, like, I believe what happened when she first took over is she was probably put in a situation that she wasn't prepped for or comfortable with. I don't think she's a public speaker. I don't think she's comfortable in those situations. And it crashed and burned. And so she's been gun shy ever since. And I understand that. But you're the owner of a football team. At some point, you're going to have to talk. You know, all these people that are like, well, owners don't talk. That's not true. They do. You know, if she was, you know, Derek's always said he always appreciated Steve Bisciotti. Steve Bisciotti would talk like three times a year in Baltimore. Okay. Beginning of the season, end of the season, and then, you know, at a special event or something. Like, okay, do that. But you can't get up and say a few words about Mike Keith. You can't be there yesterday and be like, look, like, even if she had walked out and said with a prepared statement and said, my message to Titans fans is we're going to get this right. And we thank Brian for and his family and what they brought here, but it simply was not working. And I owe it to you to make a change. And I have entrusted Chad and Mike Borgonzi to be the ones to do that. And they're going to take it from here. But I want you to know from me that I am invested in this team. I'm invested in this city. And I'm with these guys every step of the way. Had she done that, would people still bitch that she didn't answer questions? Absolutely. But that would have gone such a long way with the team. Don't go do the sit down with the radio guy. Don't go do the, you know, safe play, whatever. Had she had just done that, I think it would have made a difference. But she didn't. And now this is where we are.
Yep.
Did she make the right decision for firing Brian Callahan? Yes. That's not what we're complaining about. That was the right move. He's not a head coach. I hope he gets another job as a coordinator. He's not a head coach. But we're talking about other things because all this stuff keeps happening. It's a never-ending vicious cycle. Whew. All right, we'll get more of your calls coming up next. 615-737-1025. Chase and Big Joe, 1025 The Game.
Steve asked me, well, did you sleep well last night? No, I didn't sleep well. I woke up in the middle of the night thinking about all this. You know, it's a huge decision for our organization. I want to be deliberate. I want to use resources. We have a lot of knowledgeable people here. I want to listen to what they have to say. But at the end of the day, it's going to be my name on that decision. And, you know, I'm going to have to own it. And it's going to be very hard. I'm always up for a challenge. I'm always up for a challenge. As people get to know me, they'll know I'm ready for it. I'm totally up for it.
When was that?
9 years ago when they hired Mike Mularkey and John Robinson.
I know we got loaded lines. Who told her to hire John Robinson? Because that was pretty good.
I know the answer to that. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that.
Say it.
Floyd.
Okay. She went to Floyd and said, hey.
Floyd. Well, I think John's told the story. Floyd made a call. I think Floyd called Steve Underwood and said, you need to, you know, this is somebody you really need to talk to.
Okay. Well, you bang on John Robinson all day, and we have. But 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20, pretty exciting football around here. People are happy. End of 21. People are happy.
I'll say this, too. I think one thing that maybe looks a little bit better the further away we get from it. And, you know, there were times, there were things he did that I didn't agree with. But Steve Underwood knew kind of – he knew the stuff too. And he was an advisor to Bud, an advisor to her. And I think Steve did a whole lot more behind the scenes than maybe we realize now. And now she doesn't have that. So that's something to consider. I know you're laughing, but
no, I'm just our audience. You guys are fantastic. So thank you.
Yes.
I'm getting blowback from the Art Smith world, which is fine.
That's fine. Carl, you're up now. Carl, what's up?
Hey guys, used to listen to you quite a bit in the morning show. You call in. I'm preparing for the Marine Corps Marathon, so I've been running 2.5 hours, and I have called in the first show and called into your show. Chase, you're correct, in my opinion. When you have something, let's say a large corporation had a disastrous financial quarter.
Hey, Carl, can I stop you for just a second? I don't know if your phone is – it's kind of hard to hear you. You're a little muffled. And I want to hear what you have to say.
What about now? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it's a little better.
Okay. The CEO president is always out front at you know, God forbid, they also have a phone crash. You see the CEO over in Waverly, that munitions fire that killed all those people. They're up prayers with them. The owner and the president were out front. Marketing and public relations 101. That's who's out front when you had issues and problems. And I'm sure that the Titan Marketing and Public Relations have told her that. And I think she says, no, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to be put in to that spot. Now, on possible coaches, yes, John Gruden is at the top of my list. I know it's a John Gruden love fest right now. I'll tell you a quick sidebar about him when he was up at UT. But other possibilities, I don't laugh, okay? I'm just a caller.
Okay.
Jason Garrett, Tony Dungy, Peyton Manning, Mike McCarthy, I like him. Arthur Smith, I like him. Yes, these are proven commodities, in my opinion. When Brian Callahan came in here, he had a little bit of on his resume of a guy named Joe Burrow that really made him look good. So that's my thoughts. Now, Joe, I want you not to be upset with me on this one.
Okay, that's fine.
This is Young Franklin. I want Chris Massaro to pick up the phone and just say, what would it take to get you to Middle Tennessee State University? All right. I've called in and talked about Blue Raider football before, and I will always do that.
All right, we got you.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, Carl.
We got to run. We got other callers. Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, Carl.
Scott, you're up. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, so when it comes to Amy and, you know, her not showing up when she needs to, you know, to me, the stuff she's not doing, does she not feel that she has a moral and ethical obligation, you know, to be there and to
thank
say
you
things, like you were saying, you know, a minute ago about just, you know, the simple statement she should have could have made, you know, I've entrusted this guy, Brinker, whoever, to speak for me, you know, yada, yada. And when it comes to that, does the NFL establish any, you know, guidelines for stuff like that for the owners when it comes to those type of obligations?
Well, there was something in 2014 or 15. Didn't Goodell step in and say, what the hell are y'all doing?
Yeah, I think because like, you need to have Smith, more of a defined ownership. And that's when she became the controlling owner. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate
Scott.
Dustin, you're up next. Dustin.
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Mike?
So I got a couple points to make. I'm going to start with Brinker. Every time this guy talks, I don't know if many of you have seen Charlie Brown, the character goes, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
That's exactly what I start to hear. How do you listen to that guy fire a coach and that kind of press conference and not fire that guy too? He's a bum.
All right. All right.
Have y'all ever heard the term a wolf in sheep's clothing?
I have not.
Okay, well, Chad Brinker is the opposite. He's a sheep in wolf's clothing. We need a dang wolf as a leader. This is a warrior sport. Get a damn warrior in there.
Hell yeah, you do. You need a man.
All right, that's for Gonzi.
Right.
That's where I'm going next. Now, Chad Brinker is the worst of the worst. A liar. The dude, he lies through his teeth and he gets away with it. He's got Amy just eaten out of his hand. If he's smart and he wants to keep his job, you know what he does? And this is going to happen one way or the other. Borgazi is going to be at the head of this team in one of two ways. Because Chad Brinker keeps saying, I don't know, Mike, what do you think? We hire this guy? Great idea. Okay? Or he gets a little jealous at some point. And then Borgazi, being a smart guy he is, because I see his body language, I read people well, he's going to let that dude hang himself because he is an alpha male above Chad Brinker. All right. So, for the head coach, for me, and this is why, I'm not a big fan of Arthur Smith. I like the guy, but he didn't prove it in Atlanta, but he didn't have, like you said, he didn't have anything there to prove it with. He worked with Tannehill and it worked well, but he didn't groom a quarterback that I know of. I may be wrong on that. Now, McCarthy is a winner. He get back to definite competitive football. Yeah, the clock stuff's bad, all that. But how many 12-win seasons did he have under Jerry Jones and those theatrics? That's who I want. I want somebody who worked with Aaron Rodgers. And a winning coach is going to have an electric offense. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, Dustin. Appreciate it. We will get back to the calls in the 1 o'clock hour. Coming up next, the Mike McCoy press conference. You'll hear that next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.